This morning to Acts 26.
请大家今天早上翻到《使徒行传》二十六章。
Acts 26.
使徒行传二十六章。
Verse 15.
十五节。
The Book of Acts.
使徒行传。
We'll start with verse 15.
我们从十五节开始。
This is speaking of Paul's conversion.
这里讲到保罗他的悔改。
And Paul says in verse 15, And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting.
我说主啊你是谁主说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
But arise and stand on your feet, for this purpose I appeared to you.To appoint to you a minister and a witness, not only to the things which you have seen, but also the things into which I appear to you.
你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证，将你看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。
Delivering you from the Jewish people, from the Gentiles to whom I am sending you, to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light,And from the dominion of Satan to God, in order that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me.
我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手。我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
We will concentrate this morning on that phrase, in order that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance.
我们今天要注意的就是这里提到又因信我得蒙赦罪和一切成圣的人同得基业。
Genesis 1.
创世纪第一章。
Genesis 1 verse 26.
创世纪第一章第二十六节。
We see a little bit of our inheritance here in shadow or picture form.
我们在这里看到这个产业啊，它的一个图画。
And verse 26, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over the earth, and over every creeping thing.That creeps on the earth.
神说我们要照我们的形象按着我们的样式造人使他们管理海里的鱼空中的鸟地上的牲畜和全地并地上所爬的一切昆虫
And God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them.
神就照着自己的形象造人乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
And God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the sky, and over everything that moves on the earth.
神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟。和地上行动的活物。
Then God said, Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the surface of the earth, and every tree which has fruit yielding seed. It shall be food for you, and to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the sky, to everything that moves on the earth, which has life. I have given every green plant for you.And it was so.
神说看哪我将遍地上一切结种子的菜蔬和一切树上所结有核的果子全赐给你们做食物。至于地上的走兽和空中的飞鸟并各样爬在地上有生命的物我将青草赐给他们做食物。事就这样成了。
And God saw all that he had made, and behold, It was very good. And there was evening and there was morning the sixth day.
神看着一切所造的都甚好，有晚上有早晨，是第六日。
Genesis 25,
创世纪第二十五章。
The last phrase there in verse 34.
在末了三十四节。
Thus Esau despised his birthright.
这里讲到以扫他轻看了长子的名分。
Doesn't sound like much.
虽然这个名分似乎没有什么。
It's one of those sad, sad phrases in the Bible.
但这个是在圣经里面让人非常非常悲哀的一个章节。
And Esau despised his birthright.
这里讲到以扫轻看了他长子的名分。
Before we pray, I would like to just remind us of a little passage in Ezekiel 37.
当我们祷告前，我想来跟大家再来提到以西结书第三十七章。
When it comes to opening the Word of God, there are two things, of course, that are very necessary.
当我们把神的话打开的时候，有两件事非常重要。
There must be a standard, there must be truth.
一定要有一个标准，有一个真理。
But truth without the Holy Spirit leads us into legalism, leads us into great pride.
如果在这个真理，在知识里面，我们没有圣灵引导的话，我们很可能会自高自大。
Truth without the Holy Spirit can be very cold.
如果真理没有圣灵的话，也是非常的生硬。
In Ezekiel 37, we have this very interesting story of a valley of dead men's bones.
在以西结书这里讲到一个图画，就是在一个山谷里面有许多的枯骨。
It always has been then and now a picture of God's people.
在当时是这样，今天也这样，在神的子民中间。
We are often like dead men's bones.
我们经常就像那个枯骨。
We might have some theology.
我们也许有一些神学。
We might understand much of this word.
也许我们甚至了解神的话。
But there is no livingness.
但里面却没有那个活的。
And so when God spoke to Ezekiel,
当神对以西结讲话的时候，
He said two things.
他讲到两件事。
He said, speak the word, prophesy.
他说，你要说预言。
And when he prophesied, these bones came together and they formed a great army.
当以西结这样来说预言的时候，这些枯骨就起来成了耶和华的军队。
One thing was missing.
有一件事，也许我们失落的。
What was missing?
哦，有什么是失落的在这里？
They weren't breathing.
他们还没有呼吸。
They were dead.
他们还是死的。
They had the form.
他们有那个外面的形状。
But they needed the breath of God.
但他们需要有神的气息。
And God said again.
所以神又说。
He says,Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may come to life.
主耶和华如此说，气息啊，要从四方而来，吹在这些被杀的人身上，使他们活了。
This should be the prayer of each one of us.
这应该是我们每个人的祷告。
For our spouse.
为着我们的配偶。
For our children.
为着我们的儿女。
For the brothers and sisters.
为着弟兄姐妹。
We need the breath of life.
我们需要有这个生命的气息。
Oh, the word of God is going out all over today.
啊，神的话在许多地方传讲。
As I am speaking right now, there is a Cantonese group that meets Sunday afternoon. They meet at the same time we do in South England.
啊，在南英格兰的地方，就在我们现在在这里聚会的时候，有一些讲广东话的弟兄姐妹，同时也在那边聚会。
When I got up to speak, I was reminded that you were beginning the Lord's table here in Houston at the same time.
啊，当时我在他们中间也被提醒，就是他们开始聚会，也是我们在这里开始擘饼聚会的时候。
In Greater London, there's a group, a number of groups of Nepalese.
在伦敦那里也有一些尼泊尔人。
And they also meet in the afternoon because many of the congregation work Saturday night.
在他们那里也是下午，大 当地下午聚会，因为他们每个星期六还要做工。
And also a number of Indians meeting in the Greater London area.
在伦敦这个市区周围也有印度弟兄的聚会。
And they are just finishing their time of worship and ministry.
他们现在正在结束他们的聚会。
But we all have something in common.
但我们在一件事上是共同的。
We need the breath of God.
我们需要神他的气息。
Not just the word.
不光只是他的话。
And God gives his breath to us in relationship to our desire.
他给我们的气息是因为他跟我们之间的关系。
If you sit there dumb right now, expecting the word to do something without a desire, nothing will happen.
如果您只是坐在那里被动地想接受一些事的话，没有任何的事会发生。
This is why we pray.Even before we open the word.
这就是为什么我们甚至把话语打开之前都要来祷告。
It gives each one of us an opportunity to say, Lord, I don't want to be a walking dead person.
让我们每个人都有机会说，主啊，我不愿意只是一个死人在这里。
I want to come into my inheritance in Christ.
我愿意进入在基督里面所得的产业。
And fill me with your spirit.
用你的灵来充满我。
So not only the word of Christ would dwell in us richly,
不光神的话语可以丰丰富富地存在我们心里
but that word would have the right spirit.
而且那些话是在在一个对的灵里面
a spirit of love.
比如在爱的灵里面
as our brother said, a spirit of rest.
像弟兄刚才讲到的在安息的灵里面
This is something that none of us can conjure up with all the psychology in the world.
这是在我们世界上所有的心理学里面不可能得着的。
It's poured out on childlike faith.
这是借着他儿女的信浇灌在我们中间。
It's poured out where there is humility.
在哪里有谦卑这样的灵会浇灌下来。
Where there is despair in ourselves.
当我们对自己有一个绝望的时候有这样的灵浇灌。
That there is nothing else that can satisfy ourselves.And satisfy our Heavenly Father, but that Spirit from above.
我们心里要了解，没有任何的事可以满足我们和满足天上的神，除了我们来渴望这样的灵。
Let's ask the Lord to bless our time together.
那我们一起来祈求神来祝福这样的时间。
Father, we come bankrupt again this morning.
主啊，我们今天早上真是像一个破产的人。
Truly, without you, we can do nothing of spiritual good.
主啊，在您之外，我们不可能在属灵里面有任何的善行。
But just as in Ezekiel's time, you breathe from the four winds your breath of life.
主啊，就像在以西结书里面，求您真是让那四方的风可以来吹，像气息一样吹到我们中间。
Breathe upon your word this morning.
主啊，吹在您自己的话语上面。
Breathe upon the translation.
吹在翻译的身上。
And breathe upon our hungry ears.
吹在我们这饥饿的耳朵里面。
We need your encouragement today.
我们需要您对我们的鼓舞。
Many need healing.
有许多在我们中间需要医治的。
And you alone have the word of breath, or have the breath of life.
只有在您里面有生命的气息。
We thank you in Christ's name.
如此感谢是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
In Genesis, we just read something of.Our inheritance.
在创世纪里面，我们刚刚读到就是关乎我们的产业。
We have been created in the image of God.
我们是照着神的形象创造的。
We have not been created. God did not put His likeness and His image in the animals, whether it be an elephant or whether it be birds or whether it be fish.
神并没有把他的形象跟样式放在其他的动物里面，像大象、鱼、鸟。
All that God was right from the beginning, He expected us to eat from His tree of life and to be reconstituted or to be constituted into His very nature, His very character.
从起初，神就愿意我们来享用生命树的果子，在里面可以被组织成他的真正的形象、样式跟生命。
But man has forever, even from Adam and Eve, failed often.Even as the Lord's people to enter in to that fullness that God expected.
But from Adam and Eve, we as 在神面前就是经常的堕落，而且失去了他起初心意里面让我们进入的丰富。
Most of you have heard me enough to know that much of my life was in the funeral industry.
许多人知道我曾经在葬礼的这个生。
And over the course of year of burying and cremating and tombing, actually thousands of people.
在我的这个生意里面，我曾经看到上千的人在那里举行葬礼，被埋葬。
You come upon many, many different situations.
你可以遇到各样的情形。
And I'm reminded this morning of a person who died in the hills east of Oakland.
那我今天早上就想到在奥克兰东边的一座山上，在那里埋葬过一个人。
I was training in a funeral home. I was going to school in San Francisco.
我曾经在这个殡仪场里面被
we received a call that a man had died on a lonely hill in a shack in Concord, California.
在那里我们在我那里接受训练的时候接到一个消息，就是有个人在加利福尼亚那里非常孤单的死去。
When we approached this place, there were no homes within actually several miles.
当我们去到那里的时候，在他所在的地方周围几里之内都没有其他人家。
I say home, in reality, it was a shack.
在那里是一个非常破烂的一个居所。
And this shack had no siding on it. It had no insulation. It was just boards around a structure.
在那个破烂的地方，周围也没有墙，只是用一些板这样来挡起来。
The man had been dead for a number of days because he had no family, and so we could even smell the odor before we even got to the shack.
那这个人呢，他因为没有任何的朋友，死去了多日。我们没有走到那个地方的时候，已经闻到那些臭的气息。
We picked him up. We took him back to the funeral home.
那我们就把他收拾起来，带他到安葬的地方。
And as we undressed, underneath his shirt were stacks and stacks of $100 bills.
但是当我们把他的衣服来解开的时候，在他里面藏着一沓一沓的钞票。
They were not very fragrant by this time.
在那个时候没有任何的香气。
Do you get it?
一百元的那些一张张的钞票。
Brother, I'm not like Paul. Paul was able to correct you. I can't do that.
弟兄说他不能像Paul弟兄一样，因为他不懂中文，不能来改正我。
We put all this money in a plastic bag because of the smell.
那我们就把这些百元的大钞都放在一个塑料袋里面，因为它们很臭。
And carefully carried it down to the bank.
而且把它拿到银行那里。
Thinking that the bank would possibly exchange, maybe we might even get something out of this funeral.
那我们的期望就是说，在这件事里面呢，银行会接受，而且我们可以从中得一些好处。
And that's when the bank informed us this was one of the most wealthiest men of the county.
然后银行就跟我们讲，这个人是在当地最富有的一个人。
Living in absolutely impoverished situation. No bathroom, no toilet, no running water, just a shack.
但是这个人的生活，他没有自己的浴室，没有洗手间，他生活在一个极端贫穷的一个地方，他甚至周围这个环境，他的真是墙板都没有。
This would be a kind of a humorous story if it wasn't so real in our spiritual lives.
这件事情讲出来很可能是一个很幽默的故事，但是如果我们认识到在属灵里面经常我们也在这样的地步的时候，这是非常严重的事。
We have an inheritance in Christ that is so large.
我们在基督里面的产业是 何等的大。
And yet, we ignore it.
但有的时候我们却轻忽了它。
We trust our own wits, our own wisdom.
我们相信自己的智慧。
Instead of the wisdom of God.
没有来接受神的智慧。
We try to be righteous in our own strength instead of being clothed with the garment of God's righteousness.
我们要自己来立自己的义，却没有来接受神为我们预备的义袍。
We worry and fret, not knowing the future, not knowing or forgetting that the Lord is the future.
我们为着将来而忧虑，但却忘记了主就是我们的将来。
And that He is in control of everything and has made preparation for everything in the future.
我们忘了主他是在一切事上来做主，也为我们预备明天的。
We have a beautiful inheritance in the Lord.
我们在主里面有何等美好的产业。
For the few minutes that we have this morning, we just want to talk about that inheritance.
在今天早上，我们愿意花这个时间来讲到这样的产业。
When we look at Hebrews 11,
当我们翻到希伯来书十一章的时候，
we see the men of faith who understood this very clearly.
我们看到这些有信心的人，他们非常清楚地知道这件事。
Hebrews 11, we see Enoch in verse 6.
在希伯来书十一章，我们看到第六节讲到以诺。
It says that, of course, the Lord took Enoch, verse 6, and without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
在第六节里面，没错，以诺是被神提去的。第六节讲神。人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And then Noah in verse 7, and by faith being warned by God about things not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, by which he condemned the world and became an heir of righteousness.
第七节，挪亚因着信既蒙神只是他未来的事动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救，因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
An heir of righteousness which is according to faith.
承受了那从信而来的义。
Verse 8.
第八节。
By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。
Verse 10, For he, Abraham, was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
因为他等，第十节，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。
Brothers and sisters, this would set these men apart.
弟兄姐妹们，这些让他与众人不同。
Though Abraham was very wealthy,
虽然亚伯拉罕他非常的富有，
he wasn't earthbound,
但是他却没有被这个地所捆绑。
He lived in a tent,
他是住在帐篷里面。
This world meant nothing to him.
这个世界对他来讲，在他里面没有地位。
He had that life in Ur,
他在地上来过这样的生活。
And then the God of glory met him,
但是神的荣耀却来遇见他。
And he released it.
哦，他曾经在这个地上生活，但是他把这些都放弃了。
And he lived in a spiritual sphere.
然后他就住在这个属灵的这个境界里面。
Oh, he went about his daily work.
没错，他每天还出去工作。
But his heart was attached to his inheritance.
但是他的心却与那个要得的产业连在一起。
That inheritance which was real to him then.
那个产业当时对他来讲是这么的真实。
And real for him as far as the future.
在将来对他来讲也是真实的。
Some of you are unbelievers here this morning.
也许在我们中间还有没有信主的人。
You don't have a clue about the future.
也许您对将来没有一点的主意。
About dying.
比如死亡。
Because you do not know your inheritance in Christ.
因为我们不了解在基督里面所要得的产业。
Oh, friends, this morning, all one has to do is just say,I want my heavenly Father to be my Lord.
朋友们，今天早上我们所要讲的就是说，我要天父成为我的主。
When we declare He is Lord of our life, no longer ourselves.
当我们这样宣称说你是我的主，在我生命里面的时候，
because of the Lord Jesus, we are forgiven.
因为耶稣，我们已经被赦免。
And all of this is our inheritance.
这些都成为我们的产业。
And it begins now.
可以从现在开始。
And we are to come into it now.
我们可以现在就进入。
We know in the history of Israel.
我们知道在以色列的历史里面。
Moses, that rock, that foundation of the children of Israel coming out, understood the word inheritance.
在那里，摩西跟以色列百姓所讲的产业的时候，他们都懂得。
He was willing to suffer the reproach, verse 24. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking for his reward.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他想望所要得的赏赐。
It is the same theme throughout the Bible.
在整个圣经里面，这就是圣经里面的一个主题。
But just as Israel failed to see and lay hold of it, we often fall into the same trap.
就像以色列当时他们失败了，没有得这个产业，我们今天也经常是这样。
One story is taught in the Bible more than any other, and that is Moses taking the children of Israel out of Egypt and bringing them into the what? Their inheritance.
那我们大家都非常熟悉，经常讲到的一个故事，就是摩西带领这些百姓从埃及出来，进到哪里？进到那个应许之地。
But like us, the children of Israel said, I despise that. I would rather have a bowl of soup than to come into my inheritance.
但就像以扫一样，神的百姓却说，我轻看这些，我宁愿得自己的产业。
And of that first lot, Joshua and Caleb were the only ones that came into that inheritance.
在这第一代的人中间，只有约书亚跟加勒，他们是有另外一个心智。
For the inheritance represented there in Canaan, the fullness of Christ.
因为在迦南地这个应许之地所代表的就是基督的丰富。
Everything there represented his life and all that Jesus is.
在迦南地里面就讲到主耶稣基督他所有的，他所是的。
Some brothers feel that maybe 20% really see and come into their inheritance out of believers.
有的人这么觉得，只有20%的圣徒他们知道并且接受了这样的产业。
Because of the leper, the one leper that returned out of 10, some say 10%.
那十个被医治的大麻风病人，有一个人回来感谢，所以有的人说只有10%。
In the case of Israel, it was a far smaller number.
对以色列人来讲，他们的这个百分比更少。
Because we only have a couple of that first generation.
因为一代的人中间只有两个人。
Do not let that discourage you.
不要让这些来让我们丧气。
Every person hearing my voice this morning, it's God's will, it's God's way, it's God's provision that we all come into our full inheritance that we have in Christ.
我们今天不要失望，因为这是神的旨意，是他的道路，也是他的供应，他的预备，他要让我们进入到神那个丰富的产业里面。
If we turn to Hebrews 1,
让我们翻到希伯来书第一章，
we see what really our inheritance is.
我们就看到这产业到底是什么。
Read the entire chapter at your leisure.
如果您愿意的话，把这整章都花时间去读。
And we see the fullness of our inheritance that we have in Christ.
我们就看到在基督里面所得的产业是何等的丰盛。
But let's just read the first four verses.
让我们来读前四节。
God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。
Verse 3, and he, Christ, the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power, when he had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much better than the angels, as he has inherited a more excellent name than they. For to which of the angels did he ever say, Thou art my son, my only begotten of him?
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。他所承受的名既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。所有的天使，神从来对哪一个说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
Many places in the Bible we see that God has taken all of his strength, all of his power, all of his majesty, all of his wisdom, all of his honor, all of his integrity, all of his love, all of his humility, all of his compassion, and he has poured it into one man, a human being that lived on this earth, the Lord Jesus. Oh, I'm sorry, brother.
I'll try.
Okay.
那在这本圣经里面有多次都提到神用他所有的力量，用他所有的能力，用他所有的智慧，他所有的尊贵，他所有的诚实，他所有的爱，放在一个人里面，这个人他所有的怜悯都在这个人主耶稣基督里面。
A plus. But it didn't stop there.
但是他没有停止在那里。
The Lord Jesus did not hold this integrity to himself, this character in himself.
主耶稣并不只是在他里面来持守所有这些性情。
Just as God gave to his son,
就像神赐给他的儿子一样，
God gave his son to us.
神把他的儿子一样赐给我们。
And all the resurrection life that came out of that grave in Christ is available to us as our inheritance.
当主耶稣复活之后，他从坟墓起来之后，他生命里面所有的这些都已经让我们都可以得着。
Our inheritance is in him, Ephesians chapter 1.
在以弗所书第一章里面，他就是我们的产业。
I'm just going to touch on it. Verse 3, Ephesians 1:3.
以弗所书一章三节。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, blameless before him.
第三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
The end of verse 10, in him also, verse 11, we have obtained an inheritance.
在第十、第十一节都提到，在第十一节，我们也在他里面得了基业。
Verse 13, in him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance.
十三节，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记，这圣灵就是我们得基业的凭据。
That's the gospel in a word.
这就是福音在一句话里面。
All of God put in Christ, all of God put into Christ.
神放在基督里面所有的一切。
And all of Christ made available to us.
基督已经让他所有的都可以让我们可以来享用。
If we lay hold of it, if we take it.
只要我们去放手去得。
If we say it is mine.
只要我们说这也是属我的。
So the question is, what hinders us from coming into the spiritual inheritance?
那什么来阻挡我们进入这属灵里面一切的丰盛的基业呢？
Number one, ignorance.
第一是无知。
One of the reasons we're talking this morning about it is because we are all ignorant of the fullness of what is ours.
我们今天早上提到了，在我们中间，我们有的时候真的是这样无知，不知道这些原来都是属于我们的。
You've heard the story, you've probably heard me say it, about Mr. Yates, who in the Beaumont area was also in poverty and had to let his home go back to the creditors.
我们也听到过，我可能也会再提到，就是在 Beaumont 有一个人，他虽然这么的富有，但是他的产业却要被人所拿走。
After he went through foreclosure, it would not be too long until they found this black goo seeping out of his land that he lived on.
那他曾经是整个这个房产都已经破产要卖掉，但是有一天突然看到在地里有一些黑的东西冒出来。
And one of the greatest oil finds in Texas history was found on Mr. Yates' property.
这个人叫 Mr. A， 然后在他的这个地产里面就有德州储存最丰富的油。
He was ignorant that it was there.
他完全的无知，不知道这个这么丰富的宝藏在他的地产里面。
Oh, so often we live the same way.
有的时候我们的生活也像这个一样。
Because we're ignorant, we go through life fretting, frustrated, frowning.
有的时候因为我们无知，所以在生活里面总是这样的丧气，总是这样的觉得很挫折。
Angry, worried, fearful.
我们忧虑，而且发脾气。
Things that we never see in the Lord Jesus.
在主耶稣里面我们有没有看到这些呢？
We are believers.
我们是信主的人。
We have his life.
有他的生命。
But we're spiritually flabby and have not spiritually exercised and laid hold of what is ours.
但在属灵里面我们却没有进到这个真实里面，没有去得我们所应该得的。
The great men and women of biblical history and in the last 2,000 years are not some unusual people.
这些我们在圣经里面提到，还有这2000年以来的这些我们仰望的圣徒，他们并不是与我们非常不同的人。
Many times it's been very simple people.
他们有的时候是很简单的人。
Who have learned the secret.
但他们却学了这个秘诀。
And have begun to confess their sin.
他们开始来认自己的罪。
Confess their unbelief.
认他们从前的不信。
And begin to lay hold of moment by moment the Lord's life for a particular situation.
然后他们就时刻来支取神的生命主的生命为他们在那一刻所预备的。
Besides ignorance, often we have a closed heart.
除了无知，我们经常有一个封闭的心。
This is what made Moses different. He was teachable. He was flexible.
这就是摩西为什么与众人不同，因为他是可以受教的。
And God could pour.
神可以倾倒在他里面。
Now it took 80 years to be prepared.
虽然他神花了80年时间来预备他。
It does take time.
因为这样的教导是花时间的。
But the Lord wants to give.
但是神还是给了他。
Three, there's often our hearts are filled with self-centeredness.
第三就是我们总是以自我为中心。
Self-realization. I need to realize my own goals.
我要自我实现我的价值，达到我的目的。
Self-gratification.
我要要来 self-gratification. 我要
trying to satisfy ourselves.
我要自己满足我自己。
With everything.
在所有的事上都是这样。
Self-consideration. Considering ourselves in every scenario.
在任何的事上首先关心的都是我自己。
Instead of forgetting ourselves.
但是我们却没有舍己。
Not I, but Christ.
不是我，是基督。
Not my will, but his will be done.
不是我的旨意，是你的旨意要成就。
Self hinders this inheritance.
这个己就让阻挡我们得产业。
Number four, there are worldly pursuits.
第四就是在这世上的追求。
The world has crept into the church.
这个世界已经进到教会里面。
The world's educational goals.
比如世界教育系统的。
The world's political and economic goals.
比如政治经济上一切的追求。
Become someone.
我要成为某人。
Become important and become important fast.
我要成为一个重要的人物。
Forget about the other person.
我不愿意去考虑其他人。
You only go through life once. Get it now.
你只活一次，所以去追求你要得到的一切。
If it feels good, do it for you. Do it.
如果你心里觉得好，你就去做吧。
This is the world's philosophy.
这是世界上的哲学。
And it prevents our spiritual inheritance from becoming a reality.
这就阻挡我们在属灵里面得着真实的基业。
Number five, there is a resistance of the cross.
第五就是拒绝十字架。
We pray against the cross.
我们祷告是来躲避十字架。
Someone has a little problem, we bring it up in the prayer meeting, we say, Lord, take this thing away.
当一个人遇到难处的时候，我们在祷告聚会就说，神啊，把这个难处挪走。
We fail to inquire of the Lord, we say, remove this disease.
我们没有，我们失败了，没有来先求问神，就说，神啊，让他得医治。
Not knowing that God is working.
不知道神其实在那里做工。
God is doing a Job job on that person.
也许神啊，神正在那个人身上做约伯身上所做。
God is purifying like He did Job.
神是在他身上做洁净的工作，就像在约伯身上做。
So that the person will come like Isaiah to that place of I am ruined, I am a man of unclean lips.
就像以赛亚所说的，我是不洁的人，我嘴唇不洁。
And then one is able to come into all that God intended.
然后这个人才能够进入到神在心意里面为他所要成就的一切。
Spiritual inheritance is often prevented because there's no hunger and thirst.
属灵的这个产业还有一个阻碍，就是我们对属灵的事物没有一个渴慕。
Even when we're born again of the Spirit, often there's a dullness that comes in and we lose that hunger and thirst.
虽然我们已经信主了，但是经常一些事情进到我们里面，让我们失去了对神在属灵里面这些事物的渴慕跟追求。
Every woman and man of God has learned to say, Lord, give me a thirst for spiritual things.
每一个我们属神的子民都应该有这样一个呼求，就是说，神呐，把这个渴慕放在我里面。
I don't want to be satisfied by the bitter waters of Mara.
因为我不愿意让马拉的苦水来满足我。
Number seven,
第七
，We fail often because we forsake the assembling of ourselves with the brethren.
有的时候我们停止聚会，我们停止与弟兄姐妹在交通里面。
And I'm not talking about just coming here, sitting and walking out. I'm talking about fellowshipping with one another.
停止聚会不是说您停止。在物质世界来到这个聚会里面，是说你在心里面已经有弟兄姐妹没有交通了。
Fellowship is our covering.
因为这个交通是我们的保护。
Fellowship is what keeps us from ignorance.
是我们的遮盖，来保守我们从无知里面出来。
Fellowship gives us our security.
这个交通给我们我们的安全。
Iron sharpens iron. There is light in the assembly.
我虽然是被磨的铁，但是在教会里面有神的光。
We are exposed in the assembly, and this is often why we shy away.
我们在聚会里面整个人被暴露出来，所以有的时候我们怕在聚会里面与人交通。
God wants to expose us.
但是神却让我们这个人要显出来。
And when we come together, we are exposed.
当我们在一起的时候，这个人就被显出来。
We find out we are jealous.
然后就发现原来我们这个人嫉妒。
When we become jealous, we say, I'm not going to go back there.
当我们这个嫉妒出来的时候，就说我不愿意再回到那
里。That's a lie from the pit.
这是，
That's a lie from hell.
这就是在地狱里面那种生命。
That exposure is for our growing, it's for our benefit.
这样的暴露其实是为了我们的好处。
So that we can get spiritual inheritance.
所以我们可以进到属灵这丰富的产业里面。
How does God increase our spiritual inheritance?
那神怎么样让我们的产业可以增长呢？
He puts us in a crucible.
他把我们放在一个熔炉里面。
Crucible in English is where we get the word. It comes from the word cross.
这个熔炉其实在英文里面它的字根是十字架。
Excruciating, it's another word. The cross is a place of torment, pressure.
因为十字架代表的是一个折磨，是一个压力。
This little crucible is a clay vessel.
这个熔炉是用土来做的。
It's made out of earth.
是从地而来的。
And this vessel has been tempered over and over again so it can take extreme heat.
那这个土被做成这个熔炉，它需要被多次的制作，所以它能够承受很高的温度。
And the jeweler puts gold or silver in that crucible.
然后珠宝匠就把金银摆在这个熔炉里面。
He heats it up.
加热。
And the dross, the scum comes to the top.
这些渣子就浮在上面。
The impurities.
这些不洁净的。
Now none of us like heat.
我们没有人愿意在这个被烤被热所烤里面。
But God's crucible is to perfect us.
但是神却愿意来成就我们完全。
So that we can come into his inheritance.
所以我们可以进入到他的产业。
And that crucible is our family.
这个熔炉就是我们的家庭。
Our parents, young people.
对，年轻人就是我们的父母。
Our siblings.
我们的弟兄姐妹。
Number two, that crucible is marriage.
第二，这个熔炉就是婚姻。
God ordained marriage right there in Genesis.
神是在创世纪里面定了婚姻。
And he uses it as a crucible.
他使用它作为一个熔炉。
To purify us.
来洁净我们。
But we often resist.
但我们经常来抵抗。
We go in two different directions.
我们去相反的方向。
We might live in the same house. But we're really not one.
我们虽然住在同一个屋檐下面，但却没有合一。
You do your thing, I'll do my thing.
你做你的事，我做我的事。
We don't accept the crucible.
我们不接受这个熔炉。
Because we're cowards to say, I am sorry, please to forgive me.
因为我们这样的无能，我们不敢说对不起。
Because it's only by saying, please forgive me each day, do we open up to the Lord's inheritance?
其实当我们这样勇敢地说对不起的时候，每天来说的时候，我们才能够进入神的产业。
Number three, God has also put us in the workplace or in a classroom.
第三，神也把我们放在我们日常的环境，比如在校园里面。
And because of God's sovereign love, he puts us in an environment that's not always fun.
因为神他的主权，他安排了这一切，把我们放在一些似乎不是很让我们喜乐的地方。
Sometimes it's boring. Sometimes it is. We're overworked.
有的时候很枯燥的地方，有的时候却是非常忙碌的地方。
All to pressure us to a place where we have to say, Lord, I need you.
那这些压力在我们身上的时候，就让我们呼求说，主，我需要你。
And we reach out by faith and take hold of one little morsel of our inheritance.
这个时候，我们就借着信来到神面前支取一点点的产业。
And as mentioned, number four, the Lord puts us in a body.
那第四我们也提到，就是神把我们摆在圣徒中间。
This body is a crucible. Yes, it is.
难道神的圣徒弟兄姐妹也是熔炉吗？没错。
But it's under purpose.
但也是为着他的旨意。
A holy city.
就是那一座圣城。
God has something in mind.
神在他心意里面有一件事。
And this city is made of gold, the character of the Lord Jesus.
这座圣城是用金来做材料，就是主耶稣他自己的性情。
The city is made of precious stones, the very excellencies and the beauty of the Lord Jesus.
这个圣城它的材料还有宝石，也是主耶稣他里面一切的荣美。
The city is made of pearl.Suffering of Jesus.
还有珍珠，就是主耶稣他的受苦。
This is our spiritual inheritance.
这就是我们属灵里面的产业。
And the Lord has put us in this crucible.
神把我们摆在这个熔炉里面。
God, number five, has also put us in a natural world. This crucible called Earth.
神还把我们摆在这个自然界，地球，这也是一个熔炉。
Hurricanes.
比如飓风。
Fire.
火灾
，water，
水灾
，politics，
政治
，crime。We live in criminal neighborhoods。
这些所有的罪行，我们是住在这个很多的犯罪之中。
Do we worry?
我们会不会忧虑呢？
Are we covered in Christ?
或者我们是在基督里面得着保护？
He's our security.
在他里面，我们得着安全。
Worry is sin. Worry is sin.
焦虑是罪。
Unbelief is sin.
不信是罪。
Fear is sin.
恐惧是信是不信是罪。
When we do not confess our sin,
当我们不愿意来认自己罪的时候，
He cannot forgive us.
他不能来赦免我们。
His forgiveness is part of our inheritance.
因为他的赦免是我们产业的一部分。
Number six, we have a body of corruption, which is that crucible.
第六，我们的这个可朽坏的身体也是熔炉。
From the moment we die, are born, we begin dying.
在我们出生的那一刻，我们就向着死亡而去。
Everyone in this room has tasted something of illness.
在我们中间，每一个人应该都已经尝过疾病的滋味。
From a simple little cold to something very terminal.
从一个简单的感冒，或者到一个绝症。
All under purpose.
每一个都有他的目的。
All to bring us to that place of, Lord, you're my inheritance.
就是把我们带到一个地步，我们可以说，主啊，你是我的产业。
Oh, David knew that well in Psalm 16.
大卫在诗篇十六篇，他知道非常清楚。
The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my inheritance.
主是我的产业，是我杯中的份。
And number seven, there is this dark night of the soul.
第七，就是在黑暗之中。
Job experienced something of that when everything was taken away from him.
约伯曾经经历过，就是在他生命里面一切都被夺去了。
No outward stimulation.
在外面再没有任何让他得激励的。
He was alone.
他在那个时候是孤单的。
I don't even pretend to experience anything like that.
我不能想象来经历这样的事情。
But I know just a little when my wife went to be with the Lord.
但我知道一点点，就是当我的第一个妻子她去世之前。
I remember for a month after, 18 years ago, opening this book, and it was kind of like a blur.
我还记得18年前，那时候当我打开这本圣经的时候，所有的都是模糊的。
Certain numbness.
那时候我非常的麻木。
But I will tell you one thing.
但我告诉你一件事。
I knew the Lord was reigning.
我知道主掌权。
I didn't feel it.
我虽然在里面没有感受到。
There was no sense.
我对神没有感觉。
But the Lord says, I will be with you always.
但是主却说我永远与你同在。
And I remember thinking, oh my, Psalms 20, weren't you going to take her through the valley of death?
我曾经读到诗篇二十三篇，在那个时候，就是说行过死荫的幽谷，我就求问神，你是不是要把我的妻子带过死荫的幽谷？
And the Lord responded to me as if it was almost audible. He says, I did. She's with me.
那个时候，主就对我讲，我已经做了，她现在与我在一起。
That's our inheritance.
这就是产业。
It's today and it's forever.
是今天也是永远。
Death is the last, our last, it's the last big test.
死亡是我们。
But it is finished.
是我们最后的一战，但是那个已经那是成就的一战。
What is the result of this crucible working?
那这个熔炉带来的结果是什么？
We come to a place, brothers and sisters, where we sacrifice all of ourselves to Him.
就是带我们到一个地步，我们愿意来牺牲自己献给他。
Our whole being.
我们全人。
From now to eternity.
从现在到永远。
I am yours, Lord.
我是属于你的主。
Number two, it's a sacrificing of all of our possessions.
第二就是我们愿意把所有的所拥有的献上作为祭。
Everything that you own,
所有我们所拥有的
it's the Lord's.
都是属于主的。
If it breaks down, inquire the Lord. Lord, how do you want to fix your car?
如果这些得到毁坏，我们来问神：我的车得到毁坏，主你要做什么
？How do I go about it?
我应该如何行
？Oh, it changes everything when everything is His. He owns the title deed.
所有的都转到他那里，其实他是这个车的主人。
Three, when we're in this crucible, we come out absolute despair of self.
就是在这个熔炉之后，我们对自己完全的绝望。
This is a holy despair.
这是一个圣洁的绝望。
This is not depression.
并不是忧郁。
This is we despise ourselves.
就是我们真的是完全轻看自己。
There is no good in me, and I know it.
在我里面没有良善，我也知道。
I've learned it through sin.
我从罪中学到这件事。
Much sin.
我犯了许多的罪。
I've learned it through inventing and doing and trying to do things myself.
我曾经试着自己来努力来做一切的事
setting goals
自己来计划人生
how can you set goals if we don't know the future
如果我们将来都不能预计的话怎么来计划人生呢
I tell all young men as they're women as they're graduating from college let the Lord be your goal
我对于那些毕业出来的年轻人就说让主成为你的目的成为你的计划
Why? Because he knows the future.
为什么因为他知道明天
He's the only one.
只有他知道明天
Every number four, every support has been taken away.
第四我们所有其他的依靠都没有了
That's what this crucible does.
这就是这个熔炉所要做的
That's what being in a marriage and in the body of Christ does.
这就是为什么我们在婚姻里面，在圣徒中间
，every outward support is taken away，
因为外面所有的依靠都被拿去了。
Sometimes the Lord has to take ministry away，
有的时候神要把我们的服事都要拿去
，and to see how we respond，
看看我们的反应是如何。
That great man T. Austin Sparks one day the brother said， "We really don't need you anymore."
Austin Sparks 弟兄。施柏克弟兄曾经有一天其他的弟兄跟他说我们不再需要你了
He had a great ministry there at Honor Oak
在那个橡树街他曾经有很美好的侍奉
How did he respond to that?
他的反应是如何
He took a seat, sat there until the day he died
他就从那个时候开始坐在那里聚会一直到他死去那一天
He did not walk away
他并没有离开那个聚会
He was part of a family, a body
他还是在神的身体在主的身体在这个神的家里面他没有从这里离开
When we come out of that crucible there is a loving and trusting God
当我们在熔炉里面熔炼之后我们就对神有一个真实的爱
A loving God rather than loving ourselves
我们爱神不是爱己
And even come to the place where we love others other children other parents' childrenMore than our own.
有的时候我们可以到一个地步来爱其他人，来爱其他的人和他们的儿女。
None are born with this.
没有，我们没有一个人天生就是这样。
And number seven, this is our inheritance. We come in to our inheritance like Christ.
那第七就是我们真实的进到主耶稣基督是我们的产业。
Do you want to come into this?
你愿意进入这一切吗
？It's yours.
这是你的，属于你的。
And then we have a very interesting verse in Ephesians 1:18. It says, "We become God's inheritance."
那还有一节非常奇妙的经节是在以弗所书第一章。这个时候，我们成了神的产业。
And God can say, "Well done, thou faithful servant."
神就可以说，又良善又忠心的仆人。
This is the prize that Paul was looking for.
这就是保罗他要寻求的那一个赏赐。
And when Paul says, I finished the race.
当保罗说，当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
He laid hold of his inheritance.
他已经得着神为他预备的产业。
All that Christ was available to him, he had taken hold of by faith.
在基督里面为他预备的一切，他已经得着了。
And it's ours.
是借着信。
We don't have,
也是我们的。
We don't have to be angry, frustrated, worried people.
我们不需要再做一个愤怒、一个丧志的人。
We can come into our inheritance, and thus be even the inheritance for our Father.
当我们进入到这个产业的时候，我们就成了天父的产业。
Father, thank you for the gospel.
父啊，感谢您为着您的福音。
It truly is good news.
这实在是一个好的消息。
May none of us come short.
愿意我们每一个人啊，都在这里没有缺欠。
But by faith, lay hold of everything that is ours in your Son.
借着信，我们来得在您的儿子里面所有一切的预备。
For the sole pleasure of being your delight, your inheritance.
我们唯一的目的就是要得您的喜悦。
We pray this in Christ's name.
如此祷告是奉啊基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.